The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at the Dominican University of California. Welcome to Vetements, where we take a weekly deep dive into the world of fashion. I'm your host, DJ Jiggy. I'd like to start off with a thank you for listening to today's episode of my podcast series, Vetements. In today's chapter, we will be discussing and focusing on accessories and how they can elevate how an outfit looks. We will also talk about the different accessories that there are to choose from, and even discuss how it can connect to the one who wears it, besides by being worn. Also, in today's episode, we have another fellow visitor joining us, so please stick around to hear that. With accessories, there are numerous ways on how to style them. It elevates how an outfit looks, and it gives you very unique detailing. When it comes to accessories, you may be only thinking about jewelry. However, there are other pieces that are included, such as scarves, purses or bags, gloves, glasses, and even more. Although there are a lot of accessories to talk about, we'll focus on a few. We, of course, have to start off with jewelry, one of the most popular accessories. Jewelry is an excellent way to improve how an outfit appears. You can choose silver, gold, and other materials that stand out in their own unique ways. Jewelry has its own subcategories as in accessories. There are necklaces, bracelets, rings, earrings, chain belts, and other unique variants. There are unique designs that exist with these, depending on the brand. They can go for an expensive price or can go for much cheaper. A wedding ring, for example, is commonly known for being expensive. If we compare it to a regular silver one, the wedding one can cost more by a long shot. For design, they can look basic or have amazing designs. It all depends on the brand and, of course, preferences. If you are going for a professional look, one may wear something that flows with the outfit. A clean necklace and ring could go well with this. If another person is dressed in a trendy or flashy outfit, unique jewelry would most likely be worn. There are many different styles of jewelry. If we look at Vivienne Westwood, a luxury brand, it leans into a more clean, unique, but simple style. With their jewelry made with pearls and silver, it stands out in a fashionable way. While looking at chrome hearts, on the other hand, they have a complex design, spikes, and something similar to a gothic look, but not quite. As jewelry makes up the finishing look, it also makes it more eye-catching. It contributes to your personal style depending on what you have. It also allows for detailing when it comes to dressing up. Besides jewelry, any kind of bag also makes an outfit look better. Whether it is a tote bag, a crossbody bag, or a purse, they all seem to be stylish in recent times. Not only can you use it for fashion purposes, but they come in handy and are convenient to carry around items. That's what bags are primarily used for, right? Similar to clothing, they can also represent some of your interests with these. You can have a bag that symbolizes what you love. For example, one of my friends owns a cat tote bag, and surprisingly enough, or if you haven't guessed it yet, they love cats and actually own one. And so they use it wherever they go. Same with purses or crossbody bags. They are all fashionable and are used quite often. Some have unique designs too, such as the Uniqlo drawstring crossbody bag. Instead of using a zipper for its main pouch, it uses a drawstring. It then folds down, making the bag have a cool and unique look itself. A bag makes the outfit look well thought through, in my opinion. Even if it is intentional or not, having a bag as an accessory seems to make the whole fit look well put together. And as mentioned in previous episodes, it also makes a good sentence or conversation starter. These are examples of some of the different types of accessories out of the many. They can express who you are by showing off your interests and style. inveterates the world of fashion, we have a special guest to interview. In today's episode, we will be interviewing GG, as in double G. They are being interviewed today due to their love for accessories, specifically jewelry. I'm here with GG.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, thank you for joining my podcast. I have several questions to ask you. But first, I'll ask you, what do you think about accessories?
I think they're pretty important when it comes to like styling, because it like brings out personality, enhances the outfits, and just adds functionality.
That's a very good answer. What do you mean by what you said?
So basically, when it comes to enhancing an outfit by itself is pretty good, but to make it pop out and give it like any style, you would like to add like rings, necklaces, bracelets, and any other kind of accessories.
Very good, very good. And when you said personality, what do you mean?
So everybody has their own sense of personality and how like, they like to dress. A lot of people fall into like genres, but even then, like people have different ways of styling like the same things. Like someone could wear the same gold necklace as you, but you'd style it in a different way.
Okay, that's a very good response. Do you yourself wear any rings or accessories?
I do. I used to wear more. I used to have like a more edgy kind of style, and I used to wear a lot of rings, bracelets, and necklaces. But after a bit, I kind of just started changing my style to something more simplistic. So although I don't wear as many, I do still wear rings, necklaces, and bracelets sometimes, but not all the time. If anything, I'll wear like a bracelet or a necklace at most.
Okay. And do you think when you started wearing these accessories, did it have something to do with your personality?
I wouldn't say it had to do with my personality. It would be more of just me liking what I saw and then wanting to wear it.
And do you think there's other people out there that wear accessories just because they like it?
Definitely. I know many people that do that. They have accessories, keychains, pins, all those kinds of things because they like to wear them and they think it's cool. Yeah.
And when it comes to accessories, what kind of brands do you like?
I don't really know much of the brands because when it comes to like brands giving out like accessories, it's not important to me. I feel like when it comes with brands like making accessories, they make it really expensive for no reason. And a lot of brands, they're not even that good. They're just like simplistic rings, but they'll cost like $500 for like a silver ring, and it's not really a good deal.
So if it doesn't matter where they come from, what would you say about the rings that you get or the accessories? Do you think it matters where yours come from or where did you get them originally?
I don't think they matter where they came from. I mostly get most of my accessories from nearby stores or cheap online stores. My most favorite ring is a silver ring, and it cost me $5, and it's lasted the same amount as something that would be like $120. It's lasted me for a while, and it's still in really good shape too.
And when you said that there's expensive brands that make cheaper material and there's cheaper brands that have a higher quality, what do you think about the more expensive brands? Do you think they are scamming the people?
Yeah, they're definitely scamming people. I feel like if you have an expensive brand and your quality is mediocre at best, and then there's cheaper companies that do it better with better quality and better materials, it's definitely more of a scam. And yeah.
And have you ever had any jewelry that has tarnished or has given up on you?
Yes, I would say the cheapest of the cheapest have. And when it comes to that, I would say only bracelets and necklaces have only given up on me. Rings, they last a really long time. I have cheap rings and have a couple of expensive rings, and they've all lasted me like forever.
So what accessories do you think should gain attention that hasn't gained popularity?
Considering that we're going into winter right now, and it's starting to get much colder, I feel like investing in a a scarf would be best option. It looks pretty cool on people, and it just brings out people's look in general.
Yeah, I agree with you. Scarves are really slept on, especially now that the weather is getting more cooler. What other accessories do you think is also slept on?
I feel like pins are slept on. My friend group, like, they have pins and I have pins, and honestly, they're really cool. And then you could use them to put on, like, your sweaters and just hoodies, but you can also put them on other accessories like backpacks. So they're accessories for accessories.
Yeah, I like that. I've never thought of pins as accessories for an accessory. Pins also bring out what people are interested in, and it shows other people externally what they like and can kind of show a glimpse of their personality from afar. So I agree with you. That's a really good one. So one of my second to last questions that I have for you is, what got you into accessories?
Well, I remember seeing a lot of videos popping up on my page just about people wearing accessories and just accessories in general and stores that just sell them. And honestly, I thought they were really cool. So I started wearing them. And then from then on, I just started wearing more and more accessories and then just build up a collection.
That's cool. That's cool. And do you think people that influenced you, I guess, through videos, should other people start wearing more jewelries or accessories nowadays?
I feel like, yes, people should, and it just depends on who you are and what. So depending on who you are and what your style is, accessories come in different styles. Like, some people wear edgy clothes, they should get like stars and like complex rings, but you have like a simplistic style and just like have like just regular clothes or just like a really fancy clothes. Simplistic's always better, but it just really depends on who you are and what you want to wear. That just makes the whole outfit go together.
Okay, so accessories really make up the outfit, and overall accessories are kind of like a statement piece that makes an outfit more better. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes.
Well, thank you, Gigi, for joining today's episode of my podcast series. I have so much more to ask, but thank you for joining for today's episode.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to be here.
Throughout this interview, Gigi gave some interesting opinions on jewelry and accessories. Pins are often not given enough attention as an accessory. There are many items I'd love to see grow in popularity, such as that. Accessories are incredibly similar to clothing because of the same aspects and ideas they bring in. It is an important part for fashion because of how noticeable it can be, even though it is a small portion of an outfit. Do you wear accessories? If so, which ones? Fashion is not just simply clothing. It is about the message and everything else that happens in the background. From clothing to bags, there are ways to express yourself and be stylish. To the negatives of fast fashion, to fashion in religion, it is almost everywhere. Fashion is you. In Vetements, we covered several topics relating to fashion. Thank you for listening to my podcast, and I hope you enjoyed listening to today's episode. Once again, thank you for tuning in. This is your host, DJ Jiggy, hopping off the mic. Stay stylish, my friends.